No matter how dark and gloomy the night, you're certain to wake up to morning's light. Whenever storms make skies rainy and gray, you can bet that sunshine will be on its way.
Everybody bob your
That's
heads.
That's why winter's reasonable, Robin can sing. He's sure in no time he'll be welcoming spring. Every beetle and bluebird and blossom knows that patience pays while the cold winds blow. Squirrels won't worry.
No, squirrels
don't. And chipmunks don't fret.
Cares.
The flowers have faith. Spring will be here yet. They know it's as close as in pods bees are. So let's be as savvy as the birds and bees are. Believe in spring.
Whoops.
Hey.
Believe in spring?
Well, believe that it's coming.
Oh.
I mean, believe that spring's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
I mean, it's been here for a long time, but we live in Texas.
So. That's true.
Believe in spring.
I don't know if I believe in spring.
Rest assured you.
I saved my belief for very certain things.
You know what? You're making it something it's not.
Okay.
Find it's true. Spring is coming just for you. Beneath the world.
Okay, this just goes on and on.
But well, you don't have to continue to play it.
All covered in snow.
I'm going to get offended.
Trees and flowers just aching to grow.
All upset about it.
March comes in like and goes out like a lamb.
Spring. There's another reference. Do you hear that? The Lion and the Lamb reference? It's all a subjugated conspiracy.
Seriously.
On Noggin to trick our kids into believing other things, like Mother Nature instead of God.
Follows winter, that's nature's
Seriously.
Plan.
No, really.
Some things you can count on and be certain of. Trust in yourself.
No. No, don't do that. Don't trust in yourself. That's not a good idea.
Believe in spring. It's on its way. Believe in spring. A brand
This is a happy, happy this
joy,
is,
joy.
This is a happy, happy, joy, joy humanistic song.
Day, rest assured you'll find it's true.
Liberal freaks.
Spring is coming just for
Seriously.
You.
Seriously, you're going there.
That's Moose A. Moose from Noggin singing Believe in Spring.
N-O-G-G-I-N, Noggin.
Because Faith wanted a spring song.
It well,
for the spring show.
Well, seriously, it was what? Like 80-something today, yeah. This afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean... So it's been spring here since
yeah.
like March,
yeah.
like the 1st of March. It's
yeah.
been warm and then we've had a few cool, you know, but it's mostly been nice. We have a really long spring in Texas, but by end of May, it's hot.
It's summer. We have a really long summer.
It's hot. I mean, when I mean hot.
It ends like late
October. I don't mean like New Jersey hot. I don't mean like Wisconsin hot. Or even California hot.
No, it's like steaming
it
desert hot.
It is steaming desert
without,
nasty hot.
Without the cool nights.
The only thing worse than Texas hot is Florida hot.
I don't know.
Because
Florida's hot, you get the beach.
It's, no, Florida is so humid, you can't even stand it.
I don't know.
I can't stand it.
Can't stand it.
Where's that reference
Depends
from?
On where you're
Somebody
at in
call in and tell me where that reference is from.
Oh, no, everybody knows where that's from.
No, they don't.
Dave, the jaded Vasilian, knows where that's from.
Okay, well, call in and tell me.
Okay. What was I saying?
We're talking about spring.
Oh, all right, this is the spring show.
Spring!
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I gotta shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning.
Yeah.
Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
And welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking about our favorite things about spring and our least favorite things about spring. And we're going to play some of your calls. So keep it right here.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
Radio on demand is all right. And that's the message we want you to take with you today as you move forward in your life believing in spring. Now, Faith.
Not that you should believe in spring. And if you start trusting
yes.
your gut, you're
yes.
going the wrong direction.
It said trust in yourself, not trust your
Same
gut.
Same diff.
Never trust your gut.
No, ever. Bad things happen.
Live by principle, not your gut.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd think somebody as smart as Oprah could figure that one out.
Uh-huh. So.
Just saying.
Spring. So, our favorite things about spring. You want me to go first? You want to go first?
Sure, go.
You want me to go first? Boing is my favorite thing about spring.
Boing?
Yeah. Boing.
Boing.
Yeah, boing. You know, like boing, 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 boing.
Oh, boing goes to spring.
Yeah, because you got rabbits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rabbits.
You have rabbits.
And rabbit.
And frogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And grasshoppers.
Ugh, they spit at you.
Crickets. And things that go boing.
Okay.
And, you know, everything's playful and new foals are being born in the fields, mm-hmm. and calves and, you know, everybody got colder in the winter. And so now it's spring and everything is springing around. Boing, spring. Boing, 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 boing.
You just want to say boing.
Go ahead.
Okay, what else you like?
No,
that's all you got?
No, I got other things, but I'm taking turns.
Oh, we're taking turns now. Since when was this one? Since when do we do that?
I don't know, since I need time to think of something else.
That's what I figured. You know what I love about spring?
What?
Oh, every year during spring.
Every spring?
Yes.
Okay.
Every spring, I guess. Isn't that what I said? That's easier to say, isn't it?
Cut to the chase, yeah. Man. Cut to the chase.
Every spring, I think about the spring that you and I were at work. We worked together at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting at our desk and you were talking about wanting to go fishing. It was so beautiful and you just wanted to go get out of that office and go fishing.
Yes.
And so we went to Taco Bell for lunch.
Yeah, we didn't go fishing.
But we went to Taco Bell for lunch. Went through the drive-thru and that was the day of the horrible speaker. That was the horrible speaker incident.
Horrible.
Have you ever told them that?
No. There's too many cuss words in that story.
Oh my gosh. Well, you can clean it up.
You can't clean up that story. That story, if you clean that story up, there'd be no story left. We went to Taco Bell. We came back with different stuff than we went to get. That's the whole story. With different stuff
than we went to get, yeah.
That's the story when it's cleaned up.
That's what you heard at Taco Bell. That sounded like Daffy Duck.
I don't know. I have to. Okay. With laryngitis. But, yeah, we went to Taco Bell, and we went to order a bunch of stuff, and we had, like,
There were several people with us that we were ordering for as well.
I had a list. I had a written down list.
You're right.
And you know what? Don't go to the drive-thru. You know why you don't go to the drive-thru? Because you don't go to the drive-thru, okay? If you're going to order off the menu, the drive-thru is fine. The drive-thru works for ordering off the menu. If you're going to order anything but accept what's on the menu, don't go to the drive-thru, okay? Don't go to the drive-thru. Just don't do it. Go in. If you get anything special, no pickles, go in. Okay, so we go up there, and I don't need one bean burrito without onions. I need one, you know, this, and I need to have chicken, and it needs to be soft taco, and I have this, but no cheese, and then this, and then, you know, whatever. So I have this list, and then the person on the thing reads it back to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they read it back to me completely wrong. I mean, it ain't even close.
Yeah, okay? He's not exaggerating.
7 items instead of 10, and half of them got ketchup on them. And you're like, what?
I'm at Taco Bell. There should be salsa, not ketchup.
No. I need 3 tacos.
Fire sauce.
I need 3 tacos, al fresco, 1 taco without onions, 1 bean burrito.
This was before al fresco, but whatever.
Whatever it was. It was this list of things.
And it was completely wrong.
I need a gordito.
But you couldn't even understand what she said.
And then she so I read the list back to her.
No.
And
that's what you said to her.
No. And I read the list back to her again, all over again. And so this time she added what I read to her to what she already had. Plus, messed it up even more. So now I got 2 lists of things. And I said, no.
And it's Taco Bell, so it's still only like $6.10.
That's just true. And then, and at the same time, I'm trying to listen to this list through the speaker. 2 pencils, a
and with no cheese, 6:15.
No. I need you to focus here, ma'am. I'm trying to say that I didn't want any of the other stuff. I only want this stuff. And then I give her the list again. Please drive around. Okay, you know what that means? We're spitting on your foot.
You know, it doesn't mean that. It means you're not getting anything right. Nothing you just said, you're getting.
There's no confirmation. There's just, please pull around to the first window.
No.
And that means they're spitting on your food. Now, we get to the first...
What is this thing about spitting on food? Why do you think everybody spits on your food? You know why? Because you are the worst drive-thru orderer ever known to man. Because
you... Wait, how did this get... Wait, I'm the customer. How did it get this put back on me?
Listen. I have been through the drive-thru with you many, 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 many times.
I can't help it that I have a low voice.
Nobody can hear you.
It doesn't translate well through that stupid little speaker and that stupid little microphone and
you're
stupid
not
little headsets.
You're not clear.
You know what happens? They don't hire people to clean out their ears. That's what that happens.
You're not clear.
That's what's going on at the drive-thru, people. And you know what else? I've worked in those restaurants. I know they spit in your food when you give them a hard time with the drive-thru.
They don't spit in your
food. So we pull around to the window, and I'm expecting to then clarify the order.
Right.
I'm expecting that's why she's given up with the speaker, and she's going to clarify my order.
Right.
There's no clarifying my order. She starts handing me sacks of food. And I'm like, what is this? And I mean, literally, sacks of food. I've got three sacks of food, two drinks. I didn't even order drinks. And I just start getting it because at this point, it's so ridiculous.
You can't order drinks at Taco Bell because it's all Pepsi products.
That's right.
Blech.
So at this point, it's so hilarious. I'm not even arguing. I'm just like.
And I am.
And I'm like, and everybody else
laughing so hard I can't hardly stand it.
Faith is laughing until she's peeing in her pants. Everybody else is yelling at me. Did you make sure you got my bring it on? We didn't order any drinks. And I'm like, thank you, ma'am. There's enough spit in this food, people. We don't need any more. So then I said, now I have the receipt, please. Because then she says it's like $9.12, which is what I was expecting.
Insane.
Which is what I was expecting to pay for the four items that I originally ordered, and I got 14. And so I wasn't arguing the price. I just said, may I have a receipt, please? And then she goes, well, I have to get the manager. And I'm like, because everybody else in the car is complaining, and she thinks I'm asking for the receipt because I'm complaining. But I'm not. I'm asking for the receipt. Because obviously she didn't charge me for all this crap she's given me. And on top of that, I don't know how to divide this up between the people who are going to have to like make their own meals now. They're going to have to tear things apart and just kind of create their own. And so anyway, she goes away. I don't get my change. You know, I can't drive off. There's cars behind me. They're yelling at me. It's bad. Okay, this is bad. And literally, it was like a 30-minute trip to – it was 5 minutes away, and it took us an hour and a half to get our food and get back. Oh, man. And that was a trip to the Taco Bell drive-thru.
And that is every spring I think of that trip. Because on the way home, Brad and I said, isn't it beautiful? Let's play hooky. Let's not go back to work.
I wanted to go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
Which leads me to my second favorite thing about spring.
Fishing.
I drove by on the way home today.
Even said one favorite thing yet.
You just said that your favorite thing about spring is thinking about Taco Bell.
No. Are you insane?
I didn't say it. You did. Are you insane?
I just said it reminds me of that time.
Okay,
that
it's my turn.
About. No, it's not because I never said anything. Yeah, Bogarting my time over there.
Watch your language, ma'am. You don't even know what that means.
I do, too.
No, you don't.
Means you're a stealer.
It's French for
you're
something.
You're a stealer.
What do you got? What do you got? Bring it on.
Okay.
Come on. Let's have it.
You want to know?
Yes.
What I love about spring? I have quite a few things, but my most favorite thing.
Your most favorite thing. Yes.
Is that in Texas, the mornings are cool.
Yes.
Like.
Very cool.
Low 70s.
60s even.
60s sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe even a 50 every once in a while.
And when I take Helen to school, I always have my workout clothes on. And so it feels so good because I'm not freezing to death, wearing my shorts. And
get on shorts.
The cool air. the cool air.
Yeah.
And then by the afternoon, it's so warm and pleasant, and and the breeze is blowing, and the sun is shining, and it's usually overcast in the morning. You know, the clouds are still thick and heavy in the skies. It's usually rained at night, and I love seeing the day open up. It's like as the day goes on, it just breaks up. Today, I was outside with the babies about 9 o'clock. We went for a walk.
Yeah.
And about 9:30, it was real overcast and windy, and it was cool. Mm-hmm. It was cool. Mm-hmm. And by the time I got done, I mean, it was probably
like
10.
In your shorts?
Yes. It was about 10 to 9. Seriously.
Yeah.
So about 10 to 9. So when we got done, it was about 9:30. So about 40 minutes later, I'm coming back to turn down the alley, and there's all of a sudden I look up in the sky. I mean, out of nowhere, just instantly, the clouds have broken apart, and the sky is the most beautiful color blue.
Yes.
I mean, it is just brilliant and absolutely beautiful. I just stood there in the street and
ta-da!
Just thought, that is amazing. When did that happen?
Spring has arrived.
I mean, I was right here, and the clouds broke apart, and the sun came out, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. The flowers in the front just shine, blooming, and
it was all there. Beautiful. The sunrise this morning was gorgeous. Yes, it was just everything was just brilliantly green.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Okay, now you can go.
Well, which leads me to fishing because we were coming home, and we drive over the little ponds there as you enter around a neighborhood, and there are like 10 guys standing around the ponds with fishing poles. Yeah. You know,
they all got their little kids out there with them,
and I'm like, oh man, I want to go fishing. I got a fishing boat. I can't go fishing. So anyway, that's my favorite thing.
Fishing. Is it?
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. What's next?
I kind of said all of them. The breeze and the flowers blooming.
Okay.
And the grass is turning green.
How about time? I like the fact that I get home and I still got like 2 hours of daylight left.
Yeah.
I can go walk with everybody. We take a walk around the neighborhood and we eat. We go walk around the neighborhood. We get baths and we put people to bed and we can still go out and watch the sunset. It's just that I just love that.
Yes, you feel like you've got so much more time. The biggest thing about spring, everyone seems to have a little bit, their step is a little lighter.
Boing. I said boing already. Didn't I already say boing?
Everyone seems to have, you know, like a new perspective on, you know, the winter. Oh, blah. It's all kind of fallen away and they're, oh, okay. They're like the flowers. Everybody's perked up and you know, not quite so horrible to be around.
Or you could say, boing.
Boing. Okay, there you have it. So, the kids are running around over the place, and they're not sweating to death yet. You're not being oppressed by the heat.
My next thing?
Mm-hmm.
My next thing is laying out.
That's not spring.
Yes. Laying out in the sun. Sitting out in the sun. Laying out in the sun. Being in the sun. Feeling the sun on your skin
before it
gets so hot.
Before it gets hot and you can't stand it.
You can't stand it. You gotta go swimming.
Yes, I do. I do do that quite a bit.
Which goes along with fishing, but still.
Yeah.
And the smell of grass. The smell of fresh cut grass in the evening about dusk.
When all the sprinklers are on. Systems are on.
Yep, when I'm coming home from fishing. No, I'm just kidding. Sprinklers are on, and it's dusk, and the sun's not down, but gone, not beating down, and it's just, you know,
pleasant
smell. That smell just permeates the air.
Reminds me of my childhood.
Mm-hmm. You got any more? Got any more? I got one more.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, my last one: thunderstorms.
Really?
I love the rain. Thunder in the.
But I don't necessarily like the thunder.
In the distance, and then the rain.
I like the rain though. I like the smell of the rain in the morning.
What?
You know what I don't like?
What do you know don't like?
That Helen ends up sleeping with us more often than not when it's spring because of all the thunderstorms. Because she gets scared.
Ah.
And I don't like her sleeping with us. Because she kicks me and breathes heavy and I already got you snoring.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I haven't been snoring lately, Missy.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't. You told me I wasn't.
I didn't say you didn't snore. I said I didn't hear you.
Hey, if a tree falls in the woods,
And there ain't nobody there.
There's a big difference, my friend.
That's the rules. That's the rules, puppers. That's the rules.
Okay.
Big difference. That's all I got about spring.
That's all we have about spring. Yep. But that's not all we have.
Oh, okay. What else is there?
Well, there's peoples. There's all kinds of peoples. So let's check out what the peoples got to say.
Got to turn it up, remember.
I did turn it up. Now I gotta preface this with the comment that, well, let's just play this and then I'll tell you what the comment was.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Kevin from the People's Republic of California. Not too far away from the Jaded Visalians, just a little bit north of them.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully someday we'll be able to get a California My Life Ministries retreat together or something.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Maybe when they're up at Morro Bay or sometime. But anyway, hey, I wanted to say I've been listening to this Two Blind Squirrels podcast for a long time, and I really appreciate it. You know, Brad, you may remember a comment that I called in comparing the symbol of China to Texans, and Faith, I'm sure you don't remember it because you never listened to the podcast prior to doing it. But anyway, I want to say you guys are doing a great job, and you know, I was a little bit disappointed when I heard that Chaz was no longer going to be a part of the podcast. But I must say, Faith, when you started, you were running a very close second to Chaz. But now I think you have excelled, and now Brad and Chaz actually run a pretty close second to you. So you are doing a great job, and I really appreciate that. And I have to say also, you know what, John Wilkerson, JW, JesusGeek.info, you know what, you are way off. Brad, I want to say I really appreciate when you lift your voice unto the Lord and allow us to hear that.
Well, thank you very much, and I don't mind if I do.
Great.
Okay, let's go on the call.
Yeah.
When you sing praises to God, it makes me feel really good.
Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Sorry.
Side. You know, I every time,
hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord. Somebody likes my singing.
He didn't say he liked it. He just said he appreciates it.
That's the same thing. He appreciates it. He appreciates my singing.
He can appreciate the fact that you're praising the Lord. It's not about you. I think you're missing the point. Praise this isn't about you. It's about the Lord.
The who?
Yeah.
Every time I hear you sing, it just makes me realize that there is at least one other person out there that sings worse than I do.
He's crushed. You should see his sad, pitiful little face.
That's not what I thought he was going to say.
Oh. It's okay. It's okay, baby.
It's the singing, and then he turned it around on me, didn't he?
Okay, ready?
What?
You ready?
What?
Oh, you're killing me. You need a video.
I appreciate it anyway. Okay,
ready? You ready?
She can't look me in the eye.
And it just warms my heart.
Yeah, you're just mean. You're just stinking mean, Kevin. Just stinking mean, man.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye, Lord.
I want to encourage you. Keep on lifting up your voice. Keep on singing during the podcast.
I write the songs of love and special things.
Okay, Barry Manilow. You don't even know the words.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Let us hear that joyful noise that can only be joyful.
What was that?
That was my joyful noise.
Remember the movie?
My joyous yap.
Yap, yeah.
To God, because it makes me feel...
Movie?
Dead Poet Society.
Oh.
That's what I always think when somebody went does to the
movie.
Yap.
You went to the movie. I went to ride to Walt Whitman. You went to the movie.
Good, at least when I hear it. And JW, you know what? If you have to eat a toenail here and there, it's not going to hurt the JesusGeek.info podcast.
Why are you plugging him anyway?
It might even be good for you. And so, JW, if you're listening out there,
the show's not about
Brett,
him.
Sing another one for us. Bring it on, brother. And hey, got to go. I'm past my 2 minutes. But
1 minute.
Keep up the good
minute.
Work. God bless.
Hallo, 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 hallo. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. Now, he mentioned in his message, a previous message he had left.
Yes.
About the China flag and Texas.
Okay.
And he said you wouldn't remember it.
Okay.
So I dug it up.
Oh,
so
boy.
That you would remember
it. I could remember it?
Sure. Okay, well, I didn't actually dig it up. I had him dig it up and send it to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Brad and Chaz. This is CK Kevin calling you from the sunny state of California.
Who? CK Kevin.
I don't understand what that means.
Well, I think it's probably his name on the forum. CK Kevin.
Oh, okay.
Like CK Kevin.
Yeah, I get it.
C-K, Kevin. Like, two letters and then the name, Kevin.
Yeah, I get it.
You said you didn't get it.
I get that. I don't understand
it. Well, do you get it or you don't get it?
Whatever, just please.
Just wanted to say, hey, I appreciate...
Did you almost call him stupid?
I did not. I didn't mean that.
The podcast that you guys do,
call
the
you
effort
stupid.
That you put into that, it's... nice to know that there are other Christian brothers out there that have the same kind of warped sense of humor that I seem to have. I did want to make a comment on the podcast that I listened to today in reference to the diversity speech that you listened to and the Chinese moon festival and the moon cakes. And I want you to know that having been to China three
times. I remember this. This was where I had to go to the diversity meeting.
Boy.
Remember? I had to go to the diversity meeting, and I had to listen to about the moon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Three times, as I have, and having a daughter who is adopted from China, I almost wanted to take offense.
Well, bring it on. Oh, I'm sorry. Getting all upset again. This is the old message.
At what you were saying. But... having enjoyed the Miss Teen podcast that you had done a couple of weeks ago, I just really couldn't come to the point of being offended. I saw the humor in it. But I did want to say that as I've studied Chinese history and I've studied some of the Chinese characters that are a part of their language, I have noticed some similarities between both China and Texas. Now, Texas doesn't quite have as long a history as China does, but if you look at the Chinese character that symbolizes the word for China, you'll actually notice that it's kind of like a rectangle with a vertical line going through it. And basically what that symbol means is the rectangle symbolizes the universe, and that vertical line symbolizes China.
Uh-huh.
And the meaning behind that character is that China is the center of the universe.
Yeah, much like me.
And having known many Texans,
I've learned
See?
That most
What'd you just
Texans
say?
Yeah.
feel that they, too, are the center of the universe.
You got
that
right.
That was a long way around. A long way around to call me self-centered.
You could have just come right out and said it.
Yeah, I remember this message from after I started listening to it again. I remember this. All right. So there you have.
I don't even know where
Kevin
we were.
Kevin saying that he likes my singing.
He
appreciates
he likes
my
singing. Thank you.
Because it reminds him that even someone as ill-talented as me can make joyful noises to the Lord.
Yes, you can.
And thereby, I, in my own way, have ministered to him, which was my job today.
Well, there you go.
That, and to remind him that he should believe in spring. So.
Oh,
Faith loves it when I poke her in the eye, you know, just a couple of times there. Okay. That's all we got. We have a lot more messages, but we'll have to get to them later. And, you know, tomorrow, Faith says she has more things that I should not do over 40, that I couldn't get away with over 40.
Yeah, because he didn't give me any time to prepare. He just kind of tossed it on me, and I didn't have any time. I was speechless.
That's happened like twice since I met you.
That's just because you.
So you're wearing your shirt right now?
Stop talking. Like, really? We're going to do this now.
Why? No, I don't know. All right, everybody. Bios con Dios.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.